Greetings and good morning, Western Colorado. Thanks so much for listening to KVNF, Mountain Grown Community Radio. It's 8 o'clock, and here's your local newscast for Wednesday, February 20th. A bill to revamp sex education classes for Colorado students initially passed the House on Tuesday after a rigorous debate. The measure aims to make instruction more culturally sensitive and add information on homosexuality. But opponents say it would take away the rights of parents. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
Supporters of House Bill 1081 say Colorado's sex education curriculum is outdated and doesn't meet the needs of all students. Democratic Representative Chrisanta Duran of Denver says the biggest update would be to add information for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender youth and people with disabilities.
We have a comprehensive sex education standard that is currently law in Colorado. And what this bill does, it is more inclusive because it includes GLBTQ youth, it includes victims of sexual violence, it includes rape victims, and it includes the disabled.
Duran says the state currently has a patchwork approach to sex education, and some school districts don't teach the subject at all. Democratic Representative Dominic Moreno of Commerce City says for him, the bill is personal. His sister got pregnant in high school, and he's a gay man.
I know from experience how lonely it can be knowing that you're somehow different from other kids in your class. And not being able to have that conversation with your parents.
Tuesday's floor debate lasted well into the afternoon, and Republicans offered a number of amendments. They want to let parents opt their children into the sex ed program instead of opt out of it. Representative Frank McNulty of Highlands Ranch successfully passed an amendment to make sure sex isn't taught in kindergarten through third grade.
They should be learning how to read. How many times have we debated that in front of this house? And now you're going to teach them how to have sex. Oh, age appropriate. I understand. Content appropriate. Sure. I read that part of the bill.
Democrats voted for McNulty's amendment, even though they said it wasn't necessary. But the real crux of Republican objections centers on lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender issues.
When is it appropriate to teach homosexuality to my 7-year-old?
That's Republican Lori Sane of Decono. She and other Republicans worry the new curriculum would infringe on parental rights.
Some things are offensive to some folks, and the parent is best able to make that determination. Absolutely.
Representative Stephen Humphrey of Windsor says the bill is also insensitive to religious families.
In the name of science and public health, this bill takes sides. In our state-run public schools, taxpayer-funded, it undermines the natural rights of parents to teach their faith's values as they see fit.
But several openly gay Democratic lawmakers expressed support for the change, including Representative Sue Schaefer of Wheat Ridge.
I'm a gay mother, and I'm a gay grandmother. I want you to know there are gay children in kindergarten. They were born that way. They didn't get infected with anything. There are gay parents in your schools.
Supporters also point out that schools would have some flexibility on what to teach, and the bill wouldn't ban a discussion on abstinence. Participation is also voluntary. The measure still needs a final vote in the House before it can move on to the Senate. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Members of a task force proposing regulations for recreational marijuana in Colorado approved recommendations yesterday that would allow for marijuana tourism, but would block out-of-state pot shop owners. According to the Denver Post, the Amendment 64 Implementation Task Force voted to allow people from outside of Colorado to shop in forthcoming retail marijuana stores, although the amount they could purchase at any one store would be limited. The goal is to prevent smurfing, quote-unquote, which would occur when one person goes from store to store accumulating marijuana to then sell back in the black market. The thinking is that lowering the amount of marijuana an out-of-stater could buy in any one store would make smurfing too time-consuming to be worthwhile. The Denver Post reported that the task force also approved recommendations that recreational marijuana stores will only be owned by Colorado residents. People would have to live in the state for 2 years to be considered residents. For years, Delta County commissioners have allowed people to dump tires for free at the Adobe Buttes landfill, a policy they are now re-examining. KVNF's Marty Derlin reports.
Old tires aren't popular at landfills. They take up a lot of space, they can trap methane gases, and become housing for rodents. Burning tires pollute air, soil, and water. Then why has Delta County agreed to take them for free? No questions asked. Other counties either charge or refuse to take them into their landfills. According to commissioners, the policy came about because people were dumping tires on BLM land and other undesirable places. It seemed better to get them to a central area and manage them responsibly. And commissioners hoped the free service would work to attract the pesky items. Well, it did. Landfill manager Kevin Hunt told commissioners yesterday that the county had been stockpiling 735 tons of tires, accumulated over the past 5 years. The cost of shredding was also high.
Everything broke down when I crunched the numbers, come out to $40,997.38.
But that's less expensive than the other options the county had considered. And the county should be reimbursed from a government fund that charges tire dealers $1.83 per new tire sold. At a reimbursement rate of $65 per ton, that comes out to more than $48,000. On top of that, the shredded tires are coming in handy and being used at the landfill for daily cover to keep trash from blowing away. Still, Commissioner Doug Atchley had questions.
The issue right now is kind of where are all these tires coming from?
Hunt said he has seen dump trucks and grain trucks full of tires dumped at the landfill. Commissioners wondered if they should ask dumpers for proof of county residency. Hunt wasn't eager.
You either got to check the people's driver's license or property tax records. So somebody's going to have to stand there and check everybody coming in.
The commissioners had other questions, too, about e-waste, about hazardous waste, and about the frequency of pickup at the North Fork recycling area. They will tackle the issues with Hunt at an upcoming work session. Hunt has been on the job for less than 6 months, but he hit the ground running, and despite their questions, the commissioners seemed pleased with the progress at the landfill. Atchley said he was impressed with the tidiness of the site, and Commissioner Bruce Hovde had a pat on the back for Hunt.
I think you're doing a good job.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
For KVNF News, I'm Marty Derlin.
The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that the District 51 School Security and Safety Work Group has begun meeting. Formed earlier this month, the 25-person committee will convene weekly through mid-March to hear presentations and discuss various school safety proposals. The group of parents, law enforcement officers, and other officials will present their findings to Mesa County School Board members on March 29th. On March 19th, they will report their findings. So far, the group has heard presentations about allowing teachers to carry concealed guns in school, revising mental health services, and having armed volunteers patrol schools. These proposals and others will be debated throughout the next few weeks. The idea for armed teachers and volunteers was presented by committee members Rick Bocker and David Cox, both members of the Pro-Second Amendment Committee. Bocker is a former Delta police chief who accidentally shot a fellow employee at Jerry's Outdoor Sports 5 years ago. A Mesa County jury in September 2009 found Bocker not guilty of third-degree assault in connection with the shooting. At Monday's meeting, Cox presented the idea of allowing teachers to exercise conceal and carry permits at schools. He said schools ideally would keep information about which teachers have guns confidential to help students feel comfortable, and principals would have the right to refuse to allow an individual teacher or any teacher to carry guns at a particular school. Fellow committee member Chuck Mathis of the Grand Junction Fire Department said he wants safe schools, but he doesn't think teachers with guns are the answer. Cox said he has spoken to teachers who would want to have a concealed gun at school, but there is no wide-ranging survey of teachers that he knows of. School Resource Officer Jeff Grady, who is based at Grand Junction High School, made a presentation at Monday's meeting. He explained the role of resource officers in schools and said he would appreciate having more eyes in the schools. He said he would want those volunteers to be unarmed, based on feedback he has received so far from the public. He said members of the Kiwanis Club want to volunteer but don't want to be armed. Grady added that it has taken him a long time to get to his level of training, and he's uncertain about the idea of training volunteers and then immediately sending them into schools with guns. The Sentinel reported that meetings are open to the public, although public comment will not be taken. Instead, public comment is being accepted through a website, which is posted on the Sentinel's webpage. And that concludes your daily newscast for Wednesday. For KVNF Mountain Grown Community Radio, my name is Eric Gould. Have a great hump day, everybody, and thanks so much for listening.